Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to the first of our culture gurus for 2013, Mark Hadley on TV. The 2013 TV ratings war is just around the corner. Networks have come out with all guns blazing. Channel 7 remained Australia's leading primetime network last year, despite Channel 9 seriously lifting its game. About time. Channel 10... what do we say? We'll be looking to rebuild after a disastrous 2012. The ABC was frequently beating Channel 10. Of course, Mark Hadley is across it all. Mark, welcome back for 2013.
It's great to be here.
Last time I saw you was on stage at Notes Live Newtown.
I'm much better over a microphone than I am in person.
It's a great night.
Yeah.
Now listen, official ratings commence in exactly a week's time. Most of the networks have already brought out some of their biggest shows for the year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real change of pace for how things normally happen. I mean, it's not that long ago that we would still be sitting pretty much in the pre-rating period's doldrums. We'd be going, yes. Oh my goodness me, I can't believe they're still running Get Smart. Bewitched is back again. You know, so there'd be things like that.
My favourite Mark.
Yeah, exactly. I'd cheer what I'd give it in exchange for some of those programmes that are coming on now, I'd still think. But anyway, the reason that that was because, you know, in the old sort of system, there was no real way of gauging the multitude of other ways. I mean, we talk about an official ratings period, but the truth is that program managers know pretty much who is watching now, virtue also of their own ability to monitor internet streams, their ability to monitor all sorts of downloads and things like that. They give them a very good idea of what's happening.
They're watching the watches.
And they're also the integration of social marketing, social networks into a television programs has made it very easy to gauge in a way that was very hard before what people's instantaneous responses. So you actually have to get up a lot earlier these days to start building market share in television, and which is good for us, you know, as the viewer. Yes. You don't wait till February to bring something out, particularly in this dog-eat-dog sort of market.
Well, they are having to service us better, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, I can tell you from someone who works in television, there are fewer and fewer holidays over Christmas and New Year. Many of those shows just stay on.
And in all honesty, there are fewer resources to spin around the networks because the rise of internet television is seriously undercutting. And for that matter, I'm not just saying like all the programs you could get that you could never get on Australian television. I'm talking about the fact that you can now start to program yourself. So thanks to the DVR, you can basically say, okay, I'm choosing what I'm watching this week never go to free-to-air again, which is a very strange prospect for networks that have lived on this river of gold of sort of, television advertising.
Power to the people, my friend.
Well, it's power to the people, but we've got to be careful because we've got to remember these things have got to be paid for one way or another, and you only get what you pay for. So if you keep pushing and, if we can't find ways to fund these programs, I know this sounds silly, here am I, please get your cap out, get your cap out, start handing around the money for Network 10. But if we can't find ways to fund them, what will happen to 10 is they will go one lower than what they did, about 5-8 years ago, actually, when they restructured the network then and aimed for a lowbrow market. Well, there's a reason why they're playing American Idol and not doing an Australian series. It's just too expensive.
Yes.
And so we'll end up with cheap programming.
Let's have a look at some of the individual networks. 7 started off the year with My Kitchen Rules. 10 has MasterChef, The Professionals, of course. Channel 9 is about to start The Block All-Stars. What's your take, just quickly, on each of them?
Oh, well, look, I think I can do it in one sentence, okay? It is the safe and predictable schedule for the year.
Okay, yes.
Okay, everybody is going back to safe ground because, look, it might look like 7 is ahead, as you sort of said in your intro, but the truth is it is a knife edge battle between 7 and 9, and 9 is not that far away from 10. The truth is that, you have a situation where financially people can get knocked off. So you see a lot of return programs. We're seeing 6th and 7th seasons. Dancing with the Stars is back for its 13th season. I know. Look, for those who don't see TV, we just yawned. And the truth is that there's a whole lot of envy television going on at the moment. Okay. And everything to do with celebrity and everything to do with your potential to be a star and everything for your ability to, cook up a dream and somehow become famous. I think one of the sort of programs that really sort of points it out for me is like the whole cooking genre is cheap to do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but it's flooded the market and people will keep battering away at that one until it finally dies. So you've got MasterChef, but you've also got the ABC coming in with a taste, which is a blind judge test. And then you've got 10 coming in later in the year with Recipes to Riches. You know, if you get your best recipe up, they'll sell it through Woolworths. And there's one of those deals that comes up straight away to try and fund a program.
Yes,
it is all about envy. I could go on for hours about the FAME programs, The Voice and the rest of them. You know, Australia's Got Talent, and oh my goodness me, look, they are stacked up there.
Kate Cardwell has this ridiculous notion that she'll get me on Dancing with the Stars one night. This will not happen.
No, I'm telling you now that you want to play down your celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity.
Look, no, I want to tell you why, because we are so hooked up on celebrity, the idea, and in fact, or at least this is what the network are telling us, that one of the great programs coming out this year, wait for it, hold your breath,
yes,
Celebrity Splash. Now, I'll just give you the idea. Okay, here it is. Great names in Australian television taken to the top of high diving boards and asked to execute, you know, complex manoeuvres under the tutelage. This is a real program.
What?
This is Channel 7. Now, I don't know whether that was just the cheapest or most suicidal idea someone could come up with, but it is certainly a way of thinning out the grounds, you know, when it comes to celebrity in Australia.
There are no celebrities left, mate.
I'll be watching, if only for the lawsuits.
They've got you. They've got you. So yeah. Most of these programs, as you say, featured last year. Any new stuff?
Look, and weirdly, again, when you run to the centre, you tend to run, you know, for safe television, you tend to run to nostalgia.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of nostalgic Australian drama. Now, look, I'm not going to waste my time on yet another Underbelly from Channel 9, but there's some interesting stuff coming in from Channel 7. So A Place to Call Home is a sort of a pact of the rafters come the Sullivans. You know, it's a 1950s town. 7's got money to spend on drama at the moment, so this should really be worth seeing. You've also got, Downton Abbey's coming back, of course, and then you've got some, in terms of the other sort of nostalgia areas, you've got Magazine Wars, which is the struggle between Packer and Murdoch to sort of own the media in Australia. You've got Power Games, which is the sort of the wit, Power Games is also that sort of same sort of struggle. Packer is getting a lot of television this year. And you've also got Puberty Blues is coming back for a second season.
Yep.
So when you come to this sort of safe territory, we go to the nostalgia because, as Witt once said, nostalgia is that file that takes all the rough bits off history, makes yesterday sound good.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that we sort of go back saying to ourselves, if we can't be satisfied with the envy and the success, then maybe we'll look back and hope that there were better times and maybe drag them back through the TV.
Yes. Two quick questions to finish with. News and Current Affairs, lots of revamps and upheavals there. Is that what viewers want? And secondly, what excites you, if anything, about this year ahead?
Everything excites me about television. Okay. I think there's great. Look, television is the quickest way to turn a great success. I don't think it's going to be in news and networking television like that, and sort of that sort of investigative TV. Sadly, that is the most expensive television that you can actually buy.
Yeah.
To investigate a story. I mean, this is what happens when the chips go down with money. You get things like The Project taking the place of news.
Yep.
Okay, now that's just bad news. Mm-hmm. Okay, but when some of the good things we've got coming up, we've got some great insights into human nature.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming up's a series, you know, the Peter Fitzsimmons book, Batavia?
Yes.
Bestseller on that sort of horror shipwreck.
Yeah.
Insight into Australian, into us as people. If we're shipwrecked and we've got no one to intervene, what happens to human beings? Batavia's a series that's starting up. Mad Men's coming back for its next season. I mean, it's a brilliant insight. Now, that's an overseas one, but it's brilliant on SBS. Yeah. Good on them for getting it. And Once Upon a Time in Punchbowl. Now, I know that there's – look, if you saw Once Upon a Time in it wasn't La Kemba. It was I've forgotten. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I remember
there
that.
Was a previous one on the Vietnamese community.
Yes.
It was fantastic. This one is on the Lebanese community. We get a chance to see ourselves through the eyes of other people. There's nothing more humbling, possibly nothing a little more humiliating, I would say. So it's probably good for us every now and again to take a bit of a TV humility pill. And, I'm looking forward to Once Upon a Time in
Punchbowl.
And
then, as we saw on the front pages of some of the papers today, the television series of Julia Gillard knocking Kevin Rudd off. That'll be one to watch. I bet it'll be on before September.
Gee, I wonder what'll happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Hadley, thanks so much. Good on you.
Pleasure as always.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.